This is a basic rule of economic history, and it goes all the way back certainly to the Romans and other ancient civilizations. If you can't raise taxes because of resistance, and you have to keep raising spending in order to pay off your allies, the only way you can make up the difference is through inflation, through cheapening money by printing more dollars, in our case, by literally cheapening gold and silver coins in the past. And the result is everybody pays a hidden tax. Now, what makes it tragic is the people hit the hardest are the poor. So every person who hears us today, when you go out to fill your gas tank and you notice that you're getting less gasoline per dollar, that's a Biden hidden tax. You're going to find it happens on electricity. It's going to happen with food. Across the board, we're on the edge of a massive inflation. And the Democrats' answer is print even more money. So they get a bad jobs number on Friday, and they're saying immediately, oh, we need to spend another couple trillion, which is exactly the wrong solution if you want the economy to be healthy.
Trillion here, a trillion there.
What's another trillion among friends? All right.
That really worries me. So one day we're going to wake up and it's all going to be worthless, I'm afraid. But until then, we're going to have some good times. Keep getting those stimulus checks and woohoo!
Had a friend post, great timing by the Biden administration to release funds to the PLO right before they attack Israel. Oh. You can't make up this incompetence.
Yeah. Yeah, they released some nice rocketry into the old country of Israel yesterday.
What is going on?
Well, we knew based on Obama and Biden that, but they told Netanyahu, come in the back door of the White House.
Probably the most embarrassed I ever was as an American was with that. Yeah. That was bad stuff.
Yeah. And I don't think Biden, Biden's got a bunch of Obama retreads. So he may be slightly friendlier to Israel than Obama was, but.
I don't know. But on the other hand, he's making Jimmy Carter look wildly competent from his administration.
Even though Jimmy's the shrinking president.
He's got that going on for him. So the most popular post this morning on social media seems to be Virginia runs on Youngkin. So
yeah, well we got it a little bit earlier than we thought we would.
Yeah.
We thought Thursday because that's what they speculated at the end of last week. We wouldn't know till Thursday.
Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we
up late, apparently counting ballots.
Well, it looks like Glenn Youngkin is the man.
Is the nominee, yeah.
So
Snyder came in second, Chase third, in from what I'm seeing.
That's about what I expected.
That's kind of what I thought as well. I mean, we thought there might be a Snyder, win, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen the hard numbers yet.
Right.
So I don't know where it all shook out. But, rumor had it that Amanda Chase would run. If Pete didn't get the nomination, Amanda would run as an independent. And I'm just very concerned about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think that would siphon Youngkin voters for an inevitable Terry McAuliffe win.
Yeah.
And he cannot win. He cannot win.
Well, I hope that won't happen. I'm going to be pretty disappointed if that happens.
Right, yeah.
And I will tell her so if we interview.
We may have to take
the
day off. We might not be here on Wednesday of that week. Blue despair nagged on me. Oh, we could do the whole hee-haw thing.
You think so?
We won't be laughing. But, I had lunch with a friend yesterday who's seriously thinking about moving out of the state.
Well, can you blame them?
He wants to go to a more red state. Looks like Tennessee is in his sights.
Tennessee's fighting its battles too.
It is. Every state You know, Texas is fighting it.
At some point, there's not going to be anywhere to go to. If we don't stand and fight, if we don't if we don't get organized and participate, there's not going to be anywhere to go.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Well, we had a local guy that's pretty high up the food chain here talk about the organization of Yunkin a couple of weeks ago. And he was very impressed how hard they worked in the ground game.
Right.
And I'm hoping that that ground game is as solid as he says it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it proves at
it
least.
It certainly seems to be.
Yeah, so far. But we just know that the money and the media will be behind McAuliffe and as he runs for governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the people. The people make the decision. You know, it's up to us. Matt was even saying just a little while ago, you know, how a handful of people, really, if you look at the total population of Virginia and, you know, registered Republicans, a handful of people, you know, picked who will run against McAuliffe because of the process. We're actually going to talk to Robert
Cook. 20,000 people less that signed up to be delegates actually voted, which is not, that's percentage-wise, that's not
uncommon.
Yeah, that's
about right. Okay.
Well, I mean, but it's true in everything.
Right.
It's true if people are RSVPing for an event or, I mean, it's just the sad truth.
Yeah.
You need to far surpass your numbers to get a fraction of what you would want. So.
So they apparently had the grand game. We'll see what happens in November, but in the meantime, we're gonna keep forging ahead, trying to beat back the Lord Northam's aggression.
Well, it is
on all us Virginians.
It is Tuesday, and here is your thought of the day. It's from Nelson Mandela, and right after he was released from prison, this is what he said. As I stand before the door to my freedom, I realize if I do not leave my pain, anger, and bitterness behind me, I will still be in prison.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that's true
in so
many situations, whether it's a bad relationship or it's a bad family situation or actual prison.
Yeah.
There are some things that you have to let go or you're still going to be mired down.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
He came out a pretty humble man. I mean, he was elevated greatly.
Oh, sure.
But I think he came out of prison a humble man. So our Mind Jam trivia today, the crew of the Apollo 11 left this behind for their families in case they did not survive the space mission. What did they leave behind?
Isn't that weird to think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're astronauts, we're going up, but, you know, maybe Dad might not come back.
Right.
We don't really know what's going to happen. But the crew of the Apollo 11, including Neil Armstrong, left this behind for their families just in case they didn't get back. What did they leave behind? 434-248-0704 is our text number. We would love to hear from you this morning if you have a guess on that. On this day in history, it is the 11th day of May. In 1904, Andrew Carnegie donated $1.5 million to build a peace palace. Obviously, it didn't work.
Right.
But still.
But it was worth the
try. It was a good thought.
It was a good shot.
That's right.
1965, Ellis Island added to the Statue of Liberty National. Wait a minute. Am I reading that wrong? 1965?
The Ellis Island added the Statue of Liberty as a national monument.
Monument. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Reading that wrong.
Well, I mean, it's copy and pasted, but yeah, that's when we.
I can do this next one a lot better because I really was into this song. 1974, Steely Dan releases a song that's named after my brother, Rick.
Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better.
One of the biggest hits, radio hits. I mean, they had a lot of great albums. I was a big Steely Dan fan growing up.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Had their albums. Still have a few. Got some CDs, too. Best of. All kinds of good stuff.
So I went back to kind of clarify, because that seemed like late for the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
That's when it became a national monument.
Okay. In 65?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In 65, because I was like, we got that.
Yeah, a long time.
Before,
long before that.
Long before
was
then.
Was it a gift from France, I think?
It was.
Yeah.
And there's another one. There are others out there.
Yeah.
In France.
Okay. So,
there you go. Another one, music-wise, 1975, Natalie Cole released her debut album called Inseparable. It went on to win 2 Grammys.
And this song will be around for a very long, long time.
This will be an everlasting love. This will be the one I've waited for.
I can't separate this from eHarmony now. eHarmony.
It's also been used in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of weddings I've used that song. My gosh.
It's a great feel-good song, no doubt. And then in 1985, boy, she was the queen at the time.
She was.
This single goes number one for Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm dying to say is that I'm breathing for you. Just feel one that you know it's
true. Hey, Ricky Armstrong, would you like to skate with me?
Wow.
It's a couple skate. They're playing Madonna. No? Okay. All right. That's fine.
I don't know if anybody...
Music brings back memories.
Oh, it does. I wasn't skating. I wasn't a skater. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm digging it with you. You know, I'm going right back there. I'm seeing the disco ball and the lights. It's very dark inside the skating ring.
Right.
And the disco ball is spinning and all the lights.
Got my Levi's on.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm sitting over there because I can't skate. Just watching everybody else skate. Hey, not many people skated with this gal after she made an interesting...
Hey, yeah, this is a memory we don't want to go back and have from 2019.
Yeah. Actress and the Me Too movement activist Alyssa Milano urges women to go on a sex strike. I don't know. Are they still on strike in Georgia?
Alyssa Milano is calling on all women to join her in a so-called sex strike. The actress is protesting strict abortion bans passed by Republican-controlled state legislatures. She urged women to stop having sex until she says women get bodily autonomy back. Her call to action comes just days after Georgia became the fourth state this year to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected.
She just assumes that role.
How does someone whose biggest accomplishment was being on Who's the Boss get off calling for anything with, who's like, oh gosh, I loved her on Who's the Boss. Okay, let's do whatever she says.
Right.
It's just.
She's an oddball.
She is.
She was there during the Kavanaugh hearings.
I think maybe she had just been marked crazy by the men in her life.
Right, right.
And she wasn't getting any loving anyway. So she's just like, y'all come on and join me. I think that's what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Could
but you
be.
Know I never am. Here's our celebrity birthdays for today.
Wow. This guy's old, 94 years old. Mort Salt.
Over here we have the left-wing Social Democrats, middle of the road, and a right-wing of the Social Democrats. And of course, over here we have the right-wing of the right-wing, middle of the road, and the left-wing, oddly enough, of the right-wing. Now, this may confuse you. Most people, of course, are here. They got out of college.
And they're in the middle.
And
that was 1967.
I mean, this guy was on stage a lot with the Rat Pack. Mm-hmm. You know, Dean Martin very often was the one introducing him, or
he was
Sammy Davis, or
he goes way back.
Yeah, way back. Mm-hmm. Country musician Mark Herndon, formerly with Alabama, he's 65.
Little drums here on this.
I miss Alabama.
Yeah. Well, here's some Dixieland delight.
My Dixieland delight.
Get her going. Yeah. Some of the drums of Mark Herndon.
I had some Alabama playing yesterday as
Did
I was
you really?
Floating down the river.
Oh, okay.
And I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good stuff. Original VJ Martha Quinn is having a birthday today. She turned 61.
We are ready for our Sunday night special. Eric Clapton is a guy who can indisputably be called a rock legend. His career stretches back over 2 decades, taking membership in bands like the Yardbirds, Cream, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes. The sounds Eric created changed the face of rock and roll guitar, like his famous solo on the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
She looked like she was 13.
Right. And she still sounds like she's 13.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Unlike the other VJ, what's her name?
Oh, my gosh.
She talks like
How you doing?
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, gosh. What is her name? Every time we hear on 80s on 8 doing like the top 40, my wife talks about her. It's quite
Is it Nina or something?
Yeah, Nina Totenberg. No, that's Nina Totenberg. She's NPR. But it's Nina something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nina, I got scratchy voices after
Blackwood. 50. Nina Blackwood.
Nina Blackwood. I smoke 8 packs a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still on the air, though.
Yeah, yeah. She's still doing her thing.
But Martha Quinn, it still sounds like a little girl, I think, at 61. Yeah.
The only thing that really bugged me about Nina Blackwood in the last 10 years, because I've had XM radio for a while, is when one of
Trainer.
I'm sorry. I do it for 70 is on 7. Was the, and the Beatles channel, of course, the when somebody died, and it might have been Prince. When Prince died, there was a Republican that, it might have been Paul Ryan or somebody, made some comments, because I think they were from the same state, if I'm not mistaken, and made some comments about his favorite. And she went on the air and said, how dare Paul Ryan make comments about Prince? I mean, because he was a Republican, basically. She's just a left-wing way out
well,
there kind of guy.
I will put it this way. Cigarettes aren't the only thing Nina has been smoking over the past several decades. So I'll just leave it at that. Also, born on this day, we have Natasha Richardson. We lost her far too young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liam Neeson's wife, right?
Yeah, died in a skiing accident. She was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, like Made in Manhattan.
Yeah, I called about a ticket to the
benefit Monday night.
Fantastic. And how much will that be?
$3,000.
What?
The rates are raised when a couple is split. Singles are always harder to place.
Well, I mean, what is it? Is it on the internet? I'm an ex-couple. I mean, does the whole hotel know? Is there a biblical sign of my forehead?
Is there a biblical sign on my forehead? And she goes on to say, is there a scarlet letter written all over me?
She's so funny.
She was quite funny.
She was really, really funny. So we had some interesting text in this morning.
What people are leaving
Candy texted in and said, fun fact, Quinn's mother is my dad's cousin. Well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Better that than Nina Blackwood.
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon going on there.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. So we have our Mind Jam trivia. Anybody guessing on that?
Well, I was reading the other text.
Oh, are they still going after Martha?
Oh, well, and Alyssa.
Oh, okay. Go.
Who's the biggest liberal nutcase, Alyssa Milano or Ashley Judd? To which I replied, yes. Mm.
Really.
I don't know. They're all just crazy. And anyone? Then real men wouldn't. Okay, I'm not going to read that one.
Gianni sent that one to Gianni?
No, that was Randy.
Oh.
But anyway, it's fine. Okay. I'm just going to slip right over that. Mind Jam trivia. Yeah.
Okay, Mind Jam trivia. The crew of the Apollo 11 left this behind for their families just in case they didn't survive the space mission. What did they leave behind for them?
Yes. Text us 434-248-0704. We want to know what you think that the Apollo 11 crew left behind for their families just in case they didn't return from their mission. We'll have that answer and the stories impacting you in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side right here on the Morning Jam.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Hey folks, Mark Dalton here with the Terry Auto Group. Are you looking for a new VW? I got you covered. Are you looking for a new Subaru? I've got you covered. So you're looking for a pre-owned used vehicle? Well, guess what? I've got you covered there too. We have 4 locations with close to 400 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as new VWs and new Subarus. So when you're in the market for your next vehicle, think Terry Auto Group, where we have your safety at the top of the list, and we'll make your purchase experience the best you've ever had. In fact, we'll even bring the car and set it in your driveway so you can test drive it right from your house. We also include a lifetime powertrain warranty on all of our new VWs and new Subarus. So check us out 24/7 at terryautogroup.com. That's terryautogroup.com. You'll love our cars.
Gary from Green Energy Management is back in the studio. Gary, what's new?
Well, the windows are selling really good. And for you people out there that'd like to know what a vinyl replacement window is, if you're thinking about buying or you're looking around, you can give me a call. I'll give you a price over the phone, tell you all about it. And then if you think you want to deal with me, I'll come out there and show you the window. If you say you want them, we'll do business. There's none of this, what do we got to do crap to put it in your house. So if you want to just know what it's going to cost you for an excellent window, you can get prices anywhere from $800 to $1,000, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested in getting vinyl price window, just give us a call and we'll give it to you over the phone. Call us at 434-546-0152, 434-546-0152.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
On the Morning Jam. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Don't
released,
do it.
Released on this day, 1974, big hit for Steely Dan. So we've got some guesses coming in for our Apollo 11.
Yeah, several people. You want to read the question?
Yeah, let me do it. The crew of the Apollo 11 left this behind for their families, just in case they did not survive the space mission. What did they leave behind?
Several people guessed letters, diaries, things like that, which are good guesses.
Yeah, they are.
Apparently, Neil Armstrong and the Apollo 11 crew faced a very real chance that they weren't going to return from that moon landing. So they that would definitely leave their families without financial support due to the extreme danger they were about to face. Mm-hmm. They couldn't even take out life insurance policies. Yeah, nobody would insure them.
Do you check off the list? Astronaut. Oh, sorry.
Nope. Not taking that chance. Mm-hmm. Because they couldn't get insurance, they signed hundreds of autographs, which their families would have been able to sell if they didn't make it back.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally just left autographs behind.
Yeah.
Luckily, those life insurance autographs were not needed, and apparently they do apparently show up at space memorabilia auctions today.
Yeah,
they have sold for as much as $30,000.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But what a terrible thing to have to think
about.
Well,
yeah, really. Yeah,
but I mean, if you're if you're the provider for your family, you kind of have to think along those terms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they left behind autographs
when the space shuttle was re-entering and it was coming across Texas, and it exploded. We had two space shuttle accidents, one during launch and one during reentry. And one of the dads had left his children videos that would they were devotionals and, for the kids, and he had young children, and I guess he probably added some in there just in case they don't make it back on your wedding day and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So my son's talking about doing something like that for his son. Because my son's been battling cancer for 5 years, and he's on an indefinite, regimen of chemo for the rest of his life.
And how old's his son?
He is nine.
Nine,
so
yeah.
So he wants to record some things. He really wants to make it to his graduation for high school, and, we don't know. He's on borrowed time now. But anyways, he's talked about, and he's got the studio to do it, so I hope. We've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, he'll do that. Because that, I think, will mean a lot.
Yeah.
Moving forward, even though you hate to think that way.
Right, sure.
But that's kind of where we are.
Yep.
We'll take a look at your local headlines. Niecy Payne is in this morning with that. And we'll have more stories that are impacting you on the South Side in Roanoke and in Lynchburg. All that's ahead here on the Morning Jam.
CBS News brief. The FDA okays Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids as young as 12.
It's concluded that the known and potential benefits of this vaccine in individuals 12 years of age and older outweigh the vaccine's known and potential risks.
The FDA's Peter Marks. Pipeline hack attack starting to bite across the southeastern U.S. CBS producer Alana Anise is in Rossman, North Carolina.
There were either lines or the stations were completely out of unleaded gas. Now, other types of gas they had, but unleaded was mostly gone.
Colonial hopes to restore services this week. Repealed the Georgia citizens arrest law implicated in the vigilante shooting death of unarmed black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. Governor Brian Kemp.
Here in the Peach State, we will continue to show the world that Georgia is too great for hate.
Three Georgia men will appear before a federal judge today on federal hate crime charges in the slaying of Arbery. State murder charges still pending against the three. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
Good morning, I'm Niecy Payne in the WDBJ 7 newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Glenn Youngkin has won the Republican Party's nomination for the governor of Virginia. In the sixth round of counting, he received more than 54% of the votes compared to Pete Snyder at 45%. This is Youngkin's first run for elective office. The city of Radford has taken its first step toward increasing tax on cigarettes and tobacco products in the community. At Monday night's council meeting, there was a unanimous vote to increase the rate in the city from 15 cents to 40 cents. The mayor says it could help bring thousands of dollars in revenue. There will be a second reading of the ordinance on May 24th. If passed, it would go into effect 30 days later. And help with paying for internet access is headed to families in Virginia. The Emergency Broadband Benefit Program will launch on Wednesday. It will provide a $50 credit to internet bills for low-income families. I'm Niecy Payne. Join us for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 each weekday morning.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Are you looking for a university that provides a quality Christian education with excellent academic and athletic programs? Well, I want to invite you to visit Liberty University, where they offer multiple visiting opportunities to fit your schedule. Plan a visit to their Central Virginia campus and stay for an afternoon, a day, or an entire weekend. You can also take a virtual tour from the comfort of your own home. Plan your visit today by texting GOVISIT to the number 49596. Again, that's GOVISIT to the number 49596. There is a war on religious liberty across the globe. Here in the United States, churches are still struggling to reopen in the aftermath of the China virus pandemic. In Canada, pastors are being arrested, jailed for preaching the gospel in defiance of government health orders. And in London, an even more egregious attack on religious liberty. The chaplain of a boarding school was fired and reported to the government because he did not bow down to the LGBT agenda. Reverend Bernard Randall's crime was telling kids it was okay to question gay policies. School leaders claimed the chaplain's message was harmful to gay students. They also reported the chaplain to an organization that targets violent religious extremists. That's right, folks. The chaplain is accused of being a terrorist. Reverend Randall is suing the school for discrimination, as he should. Gay rights do not trump religious liberty. Be sure to read more about this story at toddstarnes.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Sunshine today, look for a high near 70, turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Cool, lows at 45. Sunshine returning on Wednesday with a high of 67 and a low of 42. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs at 71. And we can't rule out a stray shower as we head into Thursday night, lows in the mid-40s. And sunshine coming back on Friday with a high near 70 degrees.
50 degrees now in Lynchburg, 48 in Bedford, 50 in Salem and Roanoke, and 54 in Danville.
Sunshine can't come back soon enough for me.
It was warm yesterday.
Yeah.
It was warm and sunny. Everybody was like, oh, you're going to get cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect day.
Was it?
It was so perfect.
Is there a lot of, where you were, a lot of overgrowth with tree leaves? I mean, was it shady or did the sun get through enough?
There are shady parts on the, we were on the Maury, so there were shady parts on the sides and then, you know, lots of sunshine in the middle. So you could pretty much go wherever you needed to go. I will say to those of you who go to the river and you leave your trash behind, you are trifling and disgusting and you should lose your river privileges. So there you go. I spent part of my time yesterday picking
just
up
just cleaning
trash.
Up after others.
Yep. I am not your mother. Pick up after yourself when you're floating the Maury. That is all I have to say.
Okay.
That is all.
That is all.
Thank you. This has been a public service message.
From Janet.
That's right.
Your extended
don't
mom.
Don't make me come over there.
Yeah.
That's right.
And don't forget Mother's Day. Send her something, please. Jeez. Just a gift. She'll take a gift card at this point.
I will.
Anyway, Lynchburg Daily Bread plans renovations to keep up with the demand for to-go meals. We had Tracy Dixon in our studio not that long ago, and you can go listen to that interview on our SoundCloud page. But the need has increased so much at the Lynchburg Daily Bread. They had to renovate their building to keep up with everything, according to Tracy Dixon. And they've switched over to a to-go meal situation because of the pandemic. They've worked really, really hard to make that happen. When we had her in here, Janet, we learned how many people they serve a day, which is quite amazing. They will turn two old windows in this renovation into a go-through window instead of lining up on the stairs at the door. That way they can have two lines of people going through the new windows. It's pretty efficient doing it that way. So it's going to help them serve up to 485 more people a day. That's 485 more people
right than they already do.
So it's quite amazing. It's definitely a worthy cause. If you ever wanted to help somebody and help those that are poor, that are hungry, that would be the place to help out the Lynchburg Daily Bread.
Starting May 21st, Sheet says a wage increase of $2 per hour will go into effect for all of their 18,000 employees in the company's 621 stores located throughout Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Ohio. This permanent increase, which adds up to about a $50 million annual investment, comes after the company's $28.5 million investment in store employee wages announced in February. That, according to a statement shared on behalf of Sheets on May the 10th. In addition, they announced a $12 million investment in a summer stimulus program, which will provide store employees an additional dollar per hour wage increase from May 21st until September 23rd. I'm sensing a price increase for your schmuffin.
Yeah, it's going to have to go up.
And
that's just how that works. Either that or the schmuffin will shrink.
Right.
It's one of the two.
Yeah. And they are currently hiring for more than 2,000 positions.
Wow. So. And to think that that big company comes out of little Altoona, Pennsylvania, a community not a whole lot bigger than a mid-size, maybe Lynchburg, or even smaller than a Danville. And then Sheets is all over the place.
Yep.
Clutch Smoked Meats reopens, a popular Roanoke restaurant reopened after temporarily closing because of the pandemic. They're on 120 Luck Avenue Southwest in Roanoke, and in mid-June 2020, the pandemic hit them pretty hard. They were able to do some things, but then in the winter months, they decided, we're just going to shut it down and do kind of a reboot. The folks at the Clutch used the time off to come up with a new concept for breakfast every day, along with lunch like before. Bethel said that she is happy to be back in business and up and running. So you folks in Roanoke, make sure you go over to Clutch Smoked Meats, and now you can do breakfast and lunch.
Well, a great story coming out of Axton, Virginia. This past Mother's Day weekend, after spending half a year apart, Mason Garza and his mother, Crystal, have built a close connection with their dirt bike family at the Lake Sugar Tree Motorsports Park in Axton. However, they have an even closer connection with a special man who has been away for a long time. The mother and son team travel to different tracks and races. However, a third member of their family is not always around because her husband is only able to see Mason through FaceTime or photos and videos, doesn't get a chance to really see him in person. He served in the Army for 20 years. Now he's a contractor for the military and has been deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq for almost all of his son's life.
Wow.
He's always asking when I'm coming home. Before, those questions were never asked. He's getting older now, and this homecoming was scheduled for January but was pushed back, but it ended up happening on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's cool.
And for the first time in months, His dad walked onto the Supercross track and met his son at the finish line. The Mason told the local news organizations, "I didn't know he was coming. I thought he was going to get back in a month or two. I was pretty happy. I just wanted to see my dad."
Sure.
Mason won first place this weekend. Cool. And got to spend the rest of the day racing in front of the man who always has first place in his heart.
That's cool.
And Crystal said, "This is the perfect Mother's Day gift.
No doubt I couldn't have asked
for anything better."
Mm-hmm.
So
that's quite a memory.
And apparently,
to win.
They're going to get a few months of family time in.
Okay,
that's
great.
Pretty cool.
Great.
I really admire military families.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I could have ever been a military wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be
That's
a difficult
hard. It's
choice.
Difficult
life.
Really difficult.
It takes a very special cut of person to be a military spouse.
Yeah.
For sure.
And think of some of these, folks that, that do these undercover things. They can't even really tell their wives what they do. They just know it's dangerous. And a lot of people make sacrifices in the military and other parts of our government to help keep us safe. So we really appreciate all that you do. So we've talked a little bit about the unemployment. We've got some stories this morning, as a matter of fact, about there's all kinds of job fairs out there. There's all kinds of people trying to recruit, and then you've got El Presidente Joe, who is he's saying, and I don't know where his proof is, concerning the unemployment benefits. Well, that's not stopping people from going back to work.
President Biden's agenda could be driving the economy into a ditch. The jobs report was a major miss, and small business owners say they can't compete with generous unemployment benefits, paying people more to stay at home.
Many people want to work. No, they don't. When you're handing them so much money and so much unemployment, it's backfiring.
They're incentivizing people to stay home, and that just doesn't make sense.
I would love to take the un out of unemployment benefits and let's incentivize employees to come back to work.
But President Biden says business owners like that don't know what they're talking about.
Anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits. I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that. I think the people who claim Americans won't work, even if they find a good and fair opportunity, underestimate the American people.
I was going to go to you, Dana, because I could hear the steam coming out of your ears. You're sitting around the corner from me, and I could actually see it was like a teapot. There was smoke coming out of the door. I figured I better go to you. Which part of that upsets you more? The fact that he says he doesn't see that much evidence of it, or the fact that he's never actually ran a business in his life? I think he's never run a business. I don't know. Before he entered politics, who knows?
So two parts. Let's start with the evidence issue. So you've heard this from the administration since last week, that even though you have anecdotal evidence and you have business owners who are saying this, you can find like once an hour on Fox News, you can line them up. And actually not just on Fox News. This is happening at CNN, at MSNBC. Everybody in the news is talking about this because it's real. So last week we talked to a guy who runs a restaurant, was offering $21 an hour for dishwashers. Still can't get enough people there. And one of the things that the White House said today is it's because people don't get $15 an hour minimum wage. But they were paying $6 more than that. So again, where's your evidence?
I'm going to get a part-time job washing dishes.
I know, washing dishes.
It'll be good for my hands.
We need a side hustle.
That's right.
I mean, that's a pretty good side hustle.
That's way above the 15. That's six above. And they still can't get people to show up.
I can't believe, and for those of you who are upset because I called the president stupid, I'm sorry. That was just a ridiculous comment for him to make.
Yeah. He's out of touch.
Completely.
I mean, with reality.
Insane. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announced yesterday that that state would stop participating in the supplemental unemployment benefits starting 1st of June.
Good.
So that's been announced.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas Governor announced Friday he would stop on June 26th. South Carolina Governor said Thursday that they were out. Montana withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
They're out.
Good.
So, who's not out? Virginia.
it's time to turn the spigot off.
I mean, I just cannot believe he is that naive.
Yeah.
To think, if they get a decent job, they have to take it. They really?
Yeah.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not seeing that.
No. Nope.
I mean, you have got companies that are having to close down just because they can't get anybody to work.
Right. I was at a local restaurant yesterday, and the guy that works, I mean, he hustles. Talking about somebody who hustles. He works in the kitchen, and he will be the maitre d' at times. And he says, hey, guys, I'm going to get you a seat, but we've only got two servers. It's a good-sized little restaurant, you know. And they did a great job, the two ladies that were working. But he said we're shorthanded. I mean, it's that way, folks. It really is. And, I am not sure if anybody even listens to talk radio that would be motivated to go and get off the unemployment and go get a job, because that's typically not talk radio listeners. They tend to be motivated individuals and making a difference in their community. So they predicted this a year ago. If you do this, they're not going to want to go back to work. Republicans and conservatives predicted it, and they were right.
Jay said, those who live in poverty, a controversial concept, by the way, now receive enhanced child care, mm-hmm. enhanced rental assistance, enhanced tax credits, enhanced employee benefits, and many more enhancements. Mm-hmm. Where do I sign up for poverty?
Right.
You forgot the phone. You forgot your cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And your big screen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I remember the first time, you know, people standing in front of TV cameras going, Obama got me my cell phone.
Yeah, my Obama phone.
My Obama phone.
The one lady sounded like Nina Blackwood.
Her Obama phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got me an Obama phone.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I probably blocked it out, though. Yeah,
I could go find it. It's probably got millions of hits.
Let's not do that.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily, and they have fresh produce, too. This week, they have fresh corn on sale, and we're going to be utilizing that today for this Mexican chopped salad.
Ooh.
I love, there's Yum. Something about corns and black beans yeah. together yeah. that I think just is such a great combination. This is what you are going to need. You're going to need a head of romaine lettuce. You're going to chop it up in about half inch pieces. Medium bell pepper. I like red bell pepper. Orange will work, whatever, green. Dice it up into 1/4 inch pieces. 1/2 of a medium red onion sliced thinly. And it also calls for jicama. I'm not a fan of jicama, so I leave that out. I'm just for true transparency. I don't like it, so I leave it out. 1 medium zucchini diced and 4 medium tomatoes seeded and diced and 4 ears of corn. Fresh is always better. Cut that fresh ear off. You don't have to cook it. And scrape those cobs as well as you're preparing that corn. Then you're going to make your dressing. This is where the magic happens. 1/4 cup okay. of fresh lime juice, 2 tablespoons of honey, local if you can get it. Thank you, Steve, the bee man. 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1 clove of finely minced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of canola oil, and 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground black pepper, salt to taste. And you're going to mix that up and kind of set it aside. And then as you assemble your salad together, you're going to take some tortilla strips, some corn tortillas, slice them into strips, toss them with canola oil and sea salt, and crisp them in the oven. That's going to go on top of your salad. So you'll put your salad in, you'll toss it with that dressing, and put those tortilla strips on top. It is really, really delicious. Mm. And again, I add black beans instead of jicama because, well... I don't like jicama.
Jicama just sounds
But I do like black beans.
Yeah, oh, I love black beans.
And it throws some extra protein in there as well. You want that recipe, all you have to do is go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine, and you'll see all the recipes that we share. Just join the group there. Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on North Carolina sweet potatoes, 59 cents a pound, vine-ripe tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Family pack bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Boneless chuck roast, $5.29 a pound. Grade A medium eggs are 5 for $5. Fresh green cabbage, 59 cents a pound. Fresh corn, yellow, white, or bicolor, 5 for $2.99. And Nestle water is $2.99 for a 24-pack. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. That's 800-368-1307.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Go ahead. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Okay.
It's the Morning Jam. A little James
Brown. You're getting funky.
Yeah, I get a little James Brown going.
Doot, 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 doot. Doot. Feel good.
Clear your throat.
Yeah, really. It's all that Nina Blackwood impersonation you were doing earlier.
Yeah, really.
Hey, we got Nathan on the line this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
The thing that upsets me about this whole thing with giving money to stay home is that They put these billboards up and call essential workers heroes. You know what I would rather have than be called a hero or whatever they want to label me as? I'd rather have some money. They should reward people for going to work this whole time. Mm. All the essential workers, the nurses, the doctors, all the people
who work. The radio personalities.
In the industries that cannot stop, the Sheets people.
Yeah.
I mean, they're there for us every morning.
Sure.
We talked about Sheets earlier, and I'm just saying, they should be given some money, not people to stay home. The American spirit is not oh, let's just stay home and get paid for it. The American spirit is let's go find a second job because we want to have a better life.
It used to be.
Dude, when people are given stuff like this, it's not reality. And it's not true. And you know who's paying for it is those who are working. So not only are the essential workers getting taxed out of the wazoo to pay for this madness, but the people who aren't working and refuse to take jobs, because why would they?
Yeah.
You know, I'm personally not going to quit my job to sit at home and just make money. Mm-hmm. But that's not who I am. And I don't think you guys are either. We'd all go nuts.
Right.
You know what I find interesting is that the problem is America and perhaps the world in general has normalized bad behavior to the point of if people don't even. I mean, I could remember the first time I was unemployed because a radio station was sold, and the thought of going and signing up for unemployment for me was so humiliating and so. I mean, I refused to do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
To do it. I tried to go there once, Janet, and the line was so long. I said, "Forget this. I can go cut up some wood, cut somebody's grass, and
right.
make some money while I'm waiting in this line."
But but for me, it was so. It was like if I do this, and I realize some people have to do it. I get that, but I didn't have any children. It was just me. You know, I mean, if I'd had kids or something, it may have been a very different story. But I didn't. But now nobody feels that way. It's like everybody feels like that the world owes them somehow. Right. There's no shame in anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in murdering babies. There's no shame in cheating on your spouse. There's no shame in anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
no, you're absolutely correct, Janet, about that 100%.
And there's no shame in saying you want a socialist country
as well, sir. So,
say that again, Nathan.
I'm definitely going to put your son on my prayer list.
Yep.
God can do miracles,
yep.
regardless of science and doctors. So.
Yep, I appreciate that, bud. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Have a good one.
Yep. I'll talk to you later, Janet.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's no. We've normalized everything.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time that, you know, if you wanted to wear something, you know, sexy to school,
right.
that you would hide it. They'd
right.
hide it, and then they'd,
sure.
then they'd switch into it when they got to school
because
they knew they weren't going to get out of the house
right.
With it. And now you've got parents screaming at the teachers if they dare say anything about
sure.
the clothes that their kids are wearing. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's upside down.
Yeah, it's definitely upside down. There's no doubt about that.
Mm.
No doubt about that.
So in the next hour, we've got Robert Cook. We're going to interview him, talk to him a little bit about how Virginia did what
what
happened on Saturday.
How we got to where we did as far as, you know, how the ranked voting worked.
Right.
And, of course, it's just been announced that Glenn Youngkin is the candidate that we will have going up against Terry McAuliffe. I mean, unofficially.
Right, right.
They haven't officially said, even though he's running ads, like it's
right.
a done deal.
Right.
But we'll talk about that
sure.
coming up in just a little bit.
Yep.
And we're glad you're joining us here this morning on The Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. Write our phone numbers down, 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. And Janet's always ready to take your texts at 434-248-0704. CBS News is up next. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday edition of The Morning Jam.